The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hit it, Frank.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Broad Motherfucking Topics. I'm your host, Kim Congdon, here with my co-host,
Alex Scarlato. Hi, Kimmy.
Hi.
We got a great episode for everyone.
Another great fucking episode. It's been great episode after great episode.
Like, sorry I sound like a broken record at the beginning of the show, but we can't stop having great episodes.
Every guest, legendary. I don't know what to tell you. We can't miss. We're like hot chicks in high school who only associate with other hot chicks, but it's funny instead.
It's funny. And you know what? You can sit at the table just by fucking pressing play.
Yep. Welcome to our table. You can't live sit here. That's with someone else.
No.
But I'm so excited to introduce this guest. We've known each other for a very fucking long time. Yeah. She's one of the funniest women ever. You're fucking hilarious. You're a regular at the Comedy Store. How many podcasts do you have?
Right now, just one. Okay. I finally was like, enough.
You hear her voice.
You know, one podcast is reasonable for anyone.
One's enough.
No, but no one will do that.
One,
everyone refuses.
Two, maybe even three reasonable.
Three times a lady. Tune into our podcast next week. Three times a lady. It's launching tomorrow.
It's Jessica Michelle, everyone.
Thank you for having me. Yay. I'm so excited to be here. I love you guys.
Thank you.
Rad. I cannot believe how long we've known each other. What a fucking
time. A long time.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Do you know how long?
No.
Guess.
8 years? 7 years? I don't know. Longer than that?
Almost 11.
Christ on a goddamn.
Isn't that disgusting?
Face. My God, I can't believe we met when we were 15.
That's so crazy.
We're really young still.
We're so young and hot. That's why we wear bright outfits.
We're not trying to distract.
Cute. Yeah.
Where am I? Who is she? What bags?
Yeah, we met a long time ago. And are you guys have met at Skankfest.
We're coming up on our 1 year anniversary, actually, pretty soon, now that I think about it. We met about a year ago.
Very
fun.
Oh,
it was about a year ago. Yeah. And what a time it was.
Skankfest is
such a time.
It's wild.
It's a time. Every year it's out of control.
For sure, where I go like, these are some of the best memories of my... What did I do there?
I don't have any.
I have no memories.
It's funny because I know we were together for a lot of it. I don't know.
I remember meeting you and you being one of my Skankfest people from last year that I was like, immediately we're cool with each other. Yes. That was a great... It was, you know how you vibe with people on
a completely different level?
It's campy.
It really is.
Yeah. We had our camp connection.
It's an insane camp.
It was camp.
Yeah, you remember nothing except for that you felt really nice with some people. You're like, it was good.
You're like, I think I fell in love with someone. And
I think I fell in love with 12 people. I probably fell in love with both of you at some point.
Yeah. It's acid camp.
Yeah. It is acid camp.
It is.
I boarded a flight just out of my mind.
Did you?
Yeah.
Were you tripping?
No, I was just really happy. I was just like, hadn't slept. And was like, oh, what a delightful flight I'm on.
No, I did not.
I feel like you do get dopamine to last you 3 or 4 days after Skankfest usually. No?
How bad was your exit?
You go home and cry?
Dude.
What a crash and
me
burn.
Me and Sarah, the last night went hard. We won't even get into it fully.
Sarah went hard the whole time.
Sarah went hard.
Sarah got a tattoo.
Did she really? Skankfest tattoo?
And I encouraged it. I was like, that's a great idea.
She's getting it covered this weekend.
No, she should get it covered
at the next Skankfest.
She won't get it. She won't go to the next Skankfest until this one's gone.
What was
she
the said, tattoo?
818.
She got 818 on her wrist, but it does look like a Jewish
it looks like a Holocaust like branding.
Yeah. I didn't even think of that.
It's really funny. It's one of the funniest things.
That's hilarious.
That's brutal. She got it across here?
No, it's this way at least. Okay. It's not like the same. Yeah, it's very like the typewriter font.
They used a Jewy font.
Yeah. They saw her. That was like, Wineshank.
That's the name of the font. Jewy. The Jewy.
Yeah. It's a size 12 Jewy.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me look at me. You get a little, I couldn't let you go through the whole podcast.
A schmutz.
Yeah. You got it.
I got it.
Oh, I didn't see it, or I would have said something.
Yeah. It's okay, guys. I appreciate you both.
Hidden behind the microphone. Man, I fucking hate when someone doesn't let that, when someone doesn't tell you and you, you've been hanging out and you
gotta let it go.
But sometimes you're to live forever.
But sometimes you're stuck in.
Because you become a fucking meme.
Like the Holocaust.
Just an idiot. Stupid bitch.
Something you said that was cancel worthy too. So they're canceling you in. Look at this dumb bitch.
Oh man.
Jesus. It's the worst. It's also the worst having to tell someone sometimes. Like if it's a close friend, it's fine, but you're like
well, having to tell someone in front of people.
Well, it depends what the thing is. Like a lipstick on the teeth is way better than a booger in the nose.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Or a booger just
way
out of it. Sounds like a game of Clue.
I hate having to tap
lipstick
somebody
in the teeth and a booger in the nose.
I hate having to show somebody that they've got toilet paper stuck to the bottom of their shoe.
Oh, God.
That one's rough.
Mm-hmm. I've seen girls leave a toilet paper stuck in their pants. And that's always confuses me.
How?
Drunk,
I've seen
bitch.
It stuck in her pussy lips. Like it went
coming out the back.
Coming out the back. But sure, how do you close it there unless you were using it is what I'm saying.
I think it's some sort of not having a tampon tuck emergency situation. I'm making up a real fucking crazy dire.
I mean, we've all been there at least once, right?
Yeah, but I think it's covering the toilet seat with paper and
that
then it sticks to your thighs and then you lift it
up. Okay, because I was like really trying to
that's even grosser,
MacGyver
though.
What it could be.
I'd prefer it to be something that I used on myself and it fell out than it to be something that I used to protect myself against other people's juices.
Yeah, those germs are now lodged in your jeans.
It has another woman's piss all over
and
it.
And the reason it stuck to your thigh in the first place is because there was wetness.
Wetness. Just squat, you dumb bitch. What are you doing? Yeah. Hover.
Hover.
You know what? I used to cover the seat. Now I still will if I'm feeling lazy. Like if I'm like, this is going to be a long pee.
You're exhausted.
And I don't need to do a 2-minute wall sit.
Plop down.
Yeah. And I don't need to do a fucking wall sit. I will fucking put the paper down. But putting the paper down is a young girl's game. We have no time for that anymore.
You're busy. And the paper's always like stuck. It also is a testament to the fact that most of the bathrooms I'm in are disgusting. Like it's always the paper's half out anyway. Cause I'm like, great, this comedy club is so high end.
Yeah, you get there and the paper's already trailing on the floor.
Yeah.
Like you have to rip off the part the toilet that's touched seat. On the floor.
I hate when the toilet roll is outside of the thing and on top of it.
Yeah, just out in the elements.
Gross.
That's fucking disgusting.
It's the worst.
Just a roll of disease.
When that happens, I'll take off the outside layer and flush it.
So I have a question. So if you don't put toilet paper on the seat and you choose to squat instead and you miss a tiny bit, you pee a little bit on the seat, do you then clean your own pee after knowing that the next woman's not going to want to do it?
If it's my own, yes.
I do it every time.
And
but
it seems like a lot of people
it's
don't.
It's crazy how many people don't.
You
it's fucking
disgusting.
Psychotic.
Cunts.
This is my question. If you go in to pee and there's already toilet paper on the seat and you're planning to squat anyways and you don't get any of your own pee, do you clean another person's pee for the next person?
No.
Or do you let them think you're the disgusting animal that did it?
I would rather
you're saying if there's a ring on the seat?
If like there's
the
already a little drop of toilet paper and are you cleaning it for the next or are you just...
Little drop of pee or there's paper?
Pee.
Oh, pee? I wipe it off ahead of time.
I wipe it off ahead of time, too.
Because I'm like, I'll do a full thorough wipe of the pretty thorough. I get all any germs I can see or wetness. That way, in case I have a slip up when I'm squatting.
Yes, in case you slip. Because sometimes when you squat, your knees give out, especially after 25. So you got to make
sure. Go down. Yeah, just like, bam.
I feel like my answer to that question depends on the thickness of the toilet paper in the stall. If it's really thin, if there's not a lot, maybe just going to I have to make decisions. I'll check the toilet paper in that situation.
That's fair.
To make sure there's enough that I could wipe it and then use some for myself.
Yeah, and you
sometimes
have to make
a
whole layer.
A ball, and then I'll put it on and then I'll take it with my foot and wipe it around the toilet.
I do a lot of foot wiping.
I do a lot of foot flushing.
Am I about to have... Is that any more sanitary that my fucking foot that's been stomping all over the disgusting ground is near?
It makes me
feel
better.
The air of my pussy.
No.
Like it's just, I'm adjacent. Sorry.
I'm fine with that.
Isn't it gross that when we go pull our pants down, someone comes out of the bathroom, that pussy air, we're putting our pussy right on. We're just airing.
Yeah.
We're basically air scissoring other women.
You know what always trip me out,
pussy.
In every bathroom.
I'm only going in after hot chicks now.
Yeah.
If someone comes down, they're ugly. I'm like, I'm not going in there, you pig. Dude. I'm not sitting in your pussy cloud.
It always freaks me out in schools and like in skyscraper buildings and whatever. Like bathrooms are built like one on top of another. So I always pictured that like if the building and like infrastructure wasn't there, that people are just stacked on top of each other shitting downward.
Amazing. I didn't think about
that. Isn't that fucking crazy?
Not that either.
And now I'm only going to be able to shit on the bottom floor of buildings.
You want to be on the top floor.
I can't shit anymore. I can't go into buildings.
Now you're being shat on.
Just think about people shitting directly
because
you above
want to.
No, I don't want to be shat on. You choose the wrong shat. I mean, the toilet's always there. But it's just interesting to think they're right. Perfectly aligned.
I'm just gonna live in fear of someone coming through the ceiling, full toilet, full shit, as I'm peacefully trying to hover, and then
all over you.
God,
brutal,
rough.
Maybe it's not a meat okay. cute.
Who is she?
covered in poop.
That's how you meet your husband?
Are you the one?
You have lipstick on your teeth as I'm covered in human shit.
It's not good.
God. Yeah, that's morbid.
It's dark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so dark. Fuck my face.
And you know what's really cute? I was at this really nice spot that had a really beautiful view of like downtown, and then like, you know, all the rich people in downtown, they have like the huge windows in their apartment. They leave them like open at night,
so
and
you can
stuff.
Just watch them.
And you can just see like all the, I like watching all the different floors, and then everyone uses like all the lights now. So it's like lighting like this. And then the other spot will be purple.
Yeah.
And then the other one will be red. Like someone
it's
like seems
so
like it's
interesting.
Like, and you're watching these people, like a girl vacuum and two people making dinner. And I'm like, do people live like this? Cause I'm like farting and like picking my butt. I'm like, who's just living on display constantly? I wouldn't want that.
No, cause people would see me doing dirty things
I
and I'd be like, oh, the
out.
Window.
I want to pick my wedgie during the movie.
Oh yeah.
What do you mean? Like people are just living
just
like
walking also, around naked. And
when
people
you're
are like, ugh.
A chick living by yourself, you feel really like if you're on display, it feels very dangerous. Whereas I guess if I like, you know, if you're with a dude, it's not. You don't like you might leave the blinds open for a little while longer
because you're like, there's a man to protect
dinner.
Me.
You're like, nobody's gonna be staring at me like I'm like alone.
But
and
if I'm on the top floor, I'm just gonna be naked and being like. Ooh, I'm alone. And then I get murdered. Oh, yeah, it feels weird. I have one window that when it gets too late at night, I'm like, and it's not even on the street. Like, you'd have to come down my driveway to see, because I just like the way my building is built, that's like, I don't have one window. I have one big window. But like, I get creeped
I
out. I'm like, what if someone came by and just
you said
in.
If you had one window, I imagine this little wooden window that goes like this.
I have one good, like big size window. It's not even floor to ceiling is what I meant. But
yeah.
I'll just start freaking myself out. I'm also probably a little high at that point. And I'm like, what if just someone comes by and looks in the window and I'm on the ground floor? And I'm like, well, we've got bigger problems than them looking in the window.
Yeah.
Because I'm about to die probably.
No, I get it though. That's scary.
My neighbor hates me right now.
Why?
You remember the guy?
Oh, because you, yeah, he's got to get a life, dude.
Okay.
I don't know what to say.
Am I wrong? I'm my apartment has like a sidewalk.
Yeah.
And then there's like gravel instead of grass.
Yeah.
To the entrance.
Great.
This neighbor, I see him, every time I see him, he's so chaotic. He's got this huge dog. It's like one of those tall, really skinny almost hairless dogs, like the really greyhounds.
Like a greyhound?
He has a greyhound.
Yeah.
And he, every time I see him, he's got like 30 things in his hand. He's got a Starbucks, waters, four bags.
Nightmare.
And the greyhound's like dragging him and he's yanking it. Like, so it's like hurting his neck. He's like borderline abusing this dog, right?
Jesus.
And then I start noticing like flies all over the front of the apartment. And then I start noticing these huge piles of shit.
That
in the
mother
gravel,
like
fucker,
like feet away from the front door to the apartment. Like it's a place. Why would I don't even
We're
understand?
Positive it's the greyhound and not the man or other homeless men.
It could be the man. But so the other day I am with my friend Tarina and we're
spying.
Yeah. And I'm at the street. I'm in my car and I see him and I go, oh, that's the guy I think who's letting the dog shit. Mm-hmm. And the flies are everywhere. They get in the building and then they're flying around the building. Yeah, because it's right by the front door.
And you know, and they're touching the shit. They're picking up shit on their feet just to fly into the building with it.
So I got to touch deliver it's this so somewhere annoying. Else. Yeah. I have to move pooper. That's all flies do.
They like, come into my door around. Going, delivery. They go, knock, knock, knock. Shh, and they smear their hand on the door. It's too much shit.
They get into your apartment. Now you have this dog shit fly in your apartment having its babies. War.
Yeah,
that's too much.
It's way too much.
So I'm watching and the dog shits and he just starts to go inside.
Did you
and
get out?
I got out of the car and I said, excuse me. And he turned around and I said, can you pick up your dog shit? That's what I said.
Yeah.
Which I don't feel like it maybe is not the nicest way to say that, but there is really no nice way to ask you to clean up after yourself.
Also, there are giant piles of dog shit covered
everywhere.
In flies.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, yeah, I was going to get it. I just don't have a bag. I said, okay, because I've noticed a lot of dog shit around here. And he goes, it's not my dog. It's the neighbor's dog. I go, it's crazy. It's the same size as that shit. And the neighbor's dog is really small.
Yeah.
He's like, it's not my dog. And I went, okay. And I left. And when I came back, the shit was still there.
That motherfucker. You should put it in a bag and put it by his front door.
I want to, but he gave me a look yesterday like he wants to murder me.
Yeah, like there was no.
That's the shitty thing about being a woman is you're like, great, now I'm not safe if I try to retaliate.
Yeah.
No words even exchanged. He just gave you dirty looks on the way in with
his
fucking dog.
Does he have a window unit air conditioner?
Yeah. Oh.
You should smear it into the air conditioner and he won't know what's happening from the outside. I'm not saying you should do that. If it comes back to, we're going to have to cut this out. You should just, when he's not around, go smear it in there.
So it's somebody just else
smell
to do
of
it.
Shit coming into his house.
I love that.
I love that, yeah.
And he'll be like, what's going on?
The police are going to be like, did you do it? I'll be like, no. They'll be like, let me smell your hand. And I'm like, no.
I was like, I won't. Uh-uh. Not my hand.
I wipe my own ass.
They start quoting Big Daddy.
I wipe my own ass.
What if it's just like, that's 101 dog ownership. Is pick up the dog's shit.
Well, it's also telling me the fact that the dog is shitting the second he's about to go inside is telling me that you're not walking the dog.
No.
You're bringing him from work and you're going straight inside and he's shitting the only opportunity he probably has. It's a huge shit. He's holding it all day. I kind of feel bad for the dog.
I want to call dog. You can't just have another white woman on the podcast and tell me about an abused animal.
I know.
I'll be outside your apartment with binoculars and be like, sir, I'm with the in pet that wellness agency.
This it is, does look like this it would is a be dog like, saving outfit.
Hi, I'm here to rescue your animal. This is absolutely the outfit of someone who's like, well, I recreationally rescue animals who are abused.
Your outfit looks like it's sponsored by PETA.
You're not wrong. I have to leave after this and save some birds. I just don't have an animal. It's like,
all right, you guys, let's take a quick second and talk about one of our very favorite sponsors here at Broad Topics. You guys know them. You love them. It's rockauto.com, the online store with every auto part you need at the best prices. This is your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. Rockauto.com has been in business for 20 years, and they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices. No more talking to counter guys who need to order your parts, aren't really sure what you're looking for, never have quite what you need, and then after all the hassle, we'll still charge you storefront markups. At rockauto.com, you could easily find everything you need, and whether you're a mechanic, an auto shop, or just working on your own car, everyone has access to the same incredible pricing at rockauto.com. So if you're a car guy right now, go to rockauto.com and check out all the parts they have available for your car. You're going to have so much fun looking at car parts, especially if you're a little bit autistic. So one more time, that's rockauto.com. No promo code needed because their pricing is already that good. But when you order, just let rockauto.com know that you heard about them on Broad Topics Podcast. Rockauto.com, our favorite car part company in the whole wide world. All right, let's get back to the show.
Just don't.
Let it die in a shelter before you rescue it and make its life worse. Don't do that.
Everything Whatever. That me and Alex have talked about privately together in the last 3 days, our last three guests have brought up it's, on their
that
own.
That is actually so true. Mm-hmm. How That's amazing
so
is that? Wild.
It's so amazing. Like the only conversations we've had are like one of our big conversations is like, don't have a dog if you can't take care.
Don't have a dog if you
don't
can't
have
take
a relationship
it.
If you can't not cheat.
I got to tell you
don't
about
have a dog.
This dog at Gas Digital. Did I tell
oh,
you?
No.
Okay, so
is it Paco's dog?
Paco's dog.
Now, Paco is the cameraman.
Yeah, he does
Digital.
Like behind the scenes footage, a lot of that kind of stuff. He moved here from Vegas like like a year ago, 2 years ago, maybe, and got this little tiny dog. He's a teddy bear dog.
Oh.
He's so cute. I liked this dog so much that I offered Paco $1,800 for this dog.
Because, you offered to buy his dog.
Yeah, because it seemed like he was sort of an accessory. Like
he didn't, he wasn't respecting the dog.
He wasn't respecting the dog.
And if you're listening to this, Paco, very, very Asian of you.
Don't be a stereotype.
Be a stereotype.
Dude, please. I don't stab anyone. Just so people don't go, I knew it. You know what I mean?
Of course she stabbed somebody.
Yeah.
That's and I've never spoken
I'm
to a manager.
On stage just to prove a stereotype. Please. Right. I do everything to prove people wrong.
Same.
So in the last year, I mean, I went from wanting this dog to be my own dog to barely being able to look at this poor dog. The way that last week I was in the backyard smoking a joint and this dog, I watched it take a shit. Okay. I watched it turn around, sniff the shit. It was like a log of poop about this big.
No.
I watched him gently pick it up into his mouth. Okay. Walk all the way to the other side of the backyard where I think like G Mike or somebody was like, did he just eat his own shit? And he went over to him and he was like, dude, put the shit down. Put it out. Take it away. And he
down.
Like opened the dog's mouth a little bit. And I swear it perfectly preserved Kuma fucking.
Like an owl pellet just hot.
Piece of shit back down on the ground across the backyard from where he had pooped it originally.
No.
And I decided, and then I watched him go inside and you know our sweet producer Natalie.
Oh no,
very
did
nice
she make
girl,
out with the dog?
I watched it lick her ankles the rest of the fucking afternoon. I can't let this dog near me anymore.
That's disgusting.
Natalie's gonna put her toes in her girlfriend's mouth and be like, why does your foot smell like shit?
That's what happens when you just inbreed dogs for cuteness. They just turn into dumb clumps of fur that are eating their own shit.
I feel like Paco now is taking the dog to get groomed based on when I say he's too fucking filthy to have
to be inside. Which like someone shouldn't be made. You should do it before the comment is made.
I'm like, this is disgusting. And then the next day he comes in and is looking all fresh and cute and brand new. I'm like, how come you wait for me?
You start saying it earlier every week. You're like, this is disgusting. I just don't understand. I feel like I really felt you when you said it's like an accessory because people will get dogs and just be like, I have a dog and be the worst dog owners on earth.
Well, I also see people like, I don't understand the genuine want for like people who don't have the time and already live like very chaotic lives who need a dog. Like it seems to be like the personality trait of someone who's chaotic to get a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I don't know why those two make sense because it's the people that are at home and they work at home and they've got one kid that's an only child. Those people should get a dog.
They should absolutely get a dog. But it's always people who, I say that and I have a dog and I have a chaotic life.
That's nuts. And you have to do stand up and you have to walk the dog and you have to feed the dog and you have to find a place to board the dog. And some hotels don't take dogs, and every time you hang out you gotta go, no, I gotta go home and feed the dog. Now you have to cut your nights early for this thing. It's like too much.
It becomes a lot. Although I will say it is nice to have the out on some occasions where it's like, I would love to stay.
Oh, okay, I see that.
I have a dog, right. But I guess also in those situations you could just make up that you have a dog until someone finds out. They're like, where's your dog?
They're never going to get that close to me if I want to be away from them.
Like, you're not coming to my home. My dog's chill, though.
You should adopt a dog.
I would love to foster a dog for a little bit.
That's how I got my dog, is that I was like, I'm off the road for a little while. I'll foster.
And you fall in love with them, Kim.
I had fostered before. And
I don't think so.
Homed them.
Bofo at the beach. I love Bofo.
This is your childhood speaking. Kim used to get dogs and then her mom would give them away after a couple months.
Oh my God.
That fucked up.
I feel nothing for a dog. I don't know why.
Puppies, it's because no one was taking care of it. She's like, get this fucking dog out of our house. Once it hits a certain age, you're just like a pedophile for dogs.
Yeah. I'm like, once they turn 18, they're out of here.
Two, get it off my lawn.
Two.
Ugh, I don't want to see your full-grown dog.
I remember my mom would make things up. She'd come home and the dog would be getting a little bigger and she'd be like, I read that if the gums are brown and pink, they'll attack.
She'd be like, we had to give it away.
Why can I picture
that will urinate all over the house. That's what that is.
I know. I could hear your mom saying that so directly.
That's so funny.
And we'd be like, but we love Roxy. We were like, just kids.
It's for your own safety.
Yeah.
That's so wild.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
God, yeah, my mom was a little crazy.
Wow.
What? A female comedian's mom was crazy? That's unheard of. I feel like it would be more concerning if there was a female comedian who was like, oh, my mom's the best. She's great.
Yeah, that's true. I'd be like, what's wrong with you, bitch? Get out of here.
Yeah, get the fuck out
married,
of here.
Get married, you dumb bitch. Yeah,
quit doing this to yourself. What?
You don't need this.
We're doing this to survive.
Yeah, I have to do this. This is how we cope.
Yeah.
It blows my mind.
Was your mom was crazy. That's something that's like, I'm not even going to pretend I don't know that.
Oh, yeah, no.
I don't know like the details, but
borderline personality disorder, okay. Alcoholic. She drove us from Mississippi to Alaska after my dad left. She's
so funny.
I love her now because I'm an adult and I can be a distant, and hey, and you know what you're getting. If you can go.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Don't expect not crazy or whatever. You just go, cool, mm-hmm. I hope you're well.
Yeah, like setting expectations with people that you know that they're going to meet.
That takes so much work.
I've done so much work.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm sure.
I'm fucking psychotic. Like the way that people are obsessed with certain things, I'm like, time to keep working on myself. That's my hobby. I'm such a loser.
No, that's good.
I'm like, time to read books about how to get over having a narcissistic mother.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll let you borrow my book. Want to trade books?
Yeah. Oh, I have a whole shelf. You want to? I have a library for
have you
women
read It's Not Your Fault, It's Your Mother's?
Oh, that's a good one. Motherless Daughters. Yes. The Journey from Abandonment to Healing. That one was for dad. But it's insane. The amount of, By the way, the amount of work to just get to, well, at least I know sometimes when I am being triggered. It's like, oh, you don't get uncrazy. You just learn to be like, oh, I'm having a crazy moment. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing I can do to stop it but try to not react insane.
Yeah.
Like you can't fix trauma. You don't just go like, nothing ever bothers me anymore. You just go like, I'm aware of when I'm being bothered now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Totally. I still get crazy, but now I know, and now I apologize after and I go, oh, I was being crazy.
Yeah. And I can reel it in a lot sooner.
Yeah.
But then you have the moment of like,
I used to go days.
Oh yeah.
Hard, dude.
I'll catch it sometimes.
She used to be crazy. Like, you know, have you ever seen somebody do like a perfect pass, like in gymnastics across the floor? Like
you would
back flips, like a triple back flip.
She was crazy.
Crazy. Dude.
And look the judges in the eye.
Yeah.
And they're scared. So they're just like 10.
that was your band of crazy a few years ago, and you've come such a long way.
Therapy, dude. Therapy's crazy.
I know. And then there's moments of like, I don't know if you have this, but I'll have moments where I catch it real quick before I've sent a text, before I've done anything. I'm like, oh, okay, wait.
But then you're like, but like, they know I'm crazy. I could just do it.
Yeah.
I'm crazy. Oh. It's not my fault.
I know you get tempted by that sometimes
by
too.
What?
Where you go, they know I'm crazy. I could just do it.
Well, you like, identify with just, your old maybe crazy I'll just choose, self sometimes.
Because in my head I go, they know I'm crazy and they're still trying me. And then I go, the disrespect. And that was like a huge thing I had a problem with. Is someone just blatantly disrespecting me to my face? And I'm like,
oh. Yeah,
You're ballsy. Because in my head, I go, in the old days, I would have just killed you, bitch. And that's what my instincts want. I would have just killed you. It would have been like a Western, and I would have fucking killed you.
Yeah, I know.
I would have fed you to my husband, and this tribe would have brutally killed you.
You would have been burned at the stake.
Yeah. I would have told someone you were a witch.
Yeah, and now I'm just like, I wish you well.
Yeah.
I
don't know what happened to you, but you must be hurt too.
I'm sorry you're hurting.
I hurt and you hurt.
Hey, it's not your fault. Just fucking. Which is so much more insane to someone who doesn't, like, if they're expecting crazy. And you're just like, I wish you well. They're like, oh, that's actually more terrifying. Is this a sleeper? Like, what's going on?
It mm-hmm. is the exact opposite feeling of the reaction or of the feeling of the reaction I had before I did that. Like when I would go crazy or like really go hard on someone, it would feel so so good in the moment and then so bad afterwards.
Yeah.
And then now when I'm calm and I'm like, I apologize and they never got back to me, it fucking
feels shitty for the moment.
I'm pissed inside. And then after I go, oh, I kind of did the right thing. But you have to just take that
uncomfortable. I want
to
say,
literally let your ego go and be like, people are allowed to hurt my feelings. They're going to. Yeah. And that's fucked up.
Yeah. It's just like, that's a part of life and I'm not going, but it's so much of it is like, it's so cheesy and woo woo, but I go like, well, I'm not going to give it more energy. They've already upset me.
You can't be scorned every time someone hurts your feelings, or you'd always be scorned.
Yeah. Life is going to be so fucking hard for you if everything upsets you to like,
that was a big
10.
Learning lesson for me. Cause I'm like a little bit like psychotic and I do have nice narcissistic traits. Yeah. 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 So I'd be like, scorned me.
How dare you?
Yes. I'd be like, how dare you go against me? I'm so cool.
The audacity.
I'm smarter than you.
And you tricked me.
I will end this now.
I will ruin you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's then hard.
It is. But like, I think the more work you do too, the amount of things I've realized that I don't think I would ever look back on every single moment that I've felt scorned or hurt. Like, so many people really aren't trying to be pieces of shit. They just have their own trauma.
We just talked about that too.
Yeah,
we
did. Yeah, that you're just like, oh, you're not even, you don't even know that that was a cunty thing to do.
It was a different perspective.
Or going like, they're reacting from a place of fear that has nothing to do with you. So they're getting reactive and you're like,
they thought you were being mean to them. So they were being mean back and you thought that was the first sign of being mean.
Sometimes a person just kind of stupid and doesn't realize that they're hurting your feelings.
Or how they're coming across.
Yeah, exactly.
And if it's ever a female comedian at this point, I go like, oh, this is about your mom. I've done that. Yes.
One thing I'll never do is I'll never, when people are like, this girl's a bitch in comedy, I never believe it until I meet her.
No.
Because there's been so many times where people have been like, she's kind of a bitch. And I meet the person. I'm like, I won't even name it because I don't want people to know that this, you know, they're like, she's a bitch. But I'm like, this person is the coolest.
Yeah.
And I'm like, she's so cool and funny.
Like, what did you do?
I'm like, what'd she do? Not fuck you?
Yeah, right. She's such a bitch. Did she tell you you were a gross pig? I am so sick of men being like, oh, fuck her. Because it's like, a woman's not interested. You're like, all right, what are you? You're 45. Go to bed.
I love when you turn a guy down and then he's meaner to you.
Yeah.
And
you're like, oh, now I'll fuck you. Now that you've called me a fat pig cunt face. That's what I needed. I just needed to get it out of you.
Yeah.
I never wanted to fuck you. You literally asked me to fuck you. Fuck you.
Well, you were dying to fuck me.
Yeah. I didn't want to fuck you anyway.
You texted me, my PP yearns for you.
My PP yearns for you.
With a picture of it, with googly eyes and a smiley face.
Well, how do you say no to that? That's just fun.
Oh, I lost a googly eye inside of me.
Oh God.
The guy, you gotta marry the guy who loses a googly eye inside of you.
That's your husband.
That's the one. It fucking better be. Imagine that guy cheating on you. He's gonna die. There's a fucking art and craft store living in my pussy because of you. I will
Michael's
kill you.
Glitter.
Yeah.
I come glitter because
just
of
glitter
you.
Bombs. Just squirting glitter glue everywhere.
Oh man.
Oh God. What a life. Honestly.
Yeah, it's crazy. This is a crazy life. We could have all just been wives and mothers.
We really, like, when I think of, I mean, I wouldn't trade this for anything.
No.
We couldn't also at this point. Yeah. But
there's
like,
still time for both of you if that's what you want. You guys are
We're talking like the old lady from the Titanic.
We could have been mothers and wives.
You guys could pretty much there's a whole future,
you can,
right?
I still believe men can dump their cum in us and we can give birth.
I believe in the both of you.
But I'm like, oh, I could have had a 9-to-5 and then like married a man and,
who wants
and
a
settled.
9-to-5?
Well, for a little while until I'm married. And
the
then
man
I'm,
part's nice. The 9-to-5 part is bullshit.
I think the staying at home sounds nice.
Yeah, being a housewife,
stay at
house
home?
Mom.
During the lockdown,
were
you happy?
Dude,
I didn't know I could. It's like I'm saying this. I, for the entire thing, was locked down with a now ex-boyfriend who was a chubby person who he learned to cook. So let me not, but I'm like, I did have the thought of, boy, if I didn't have dreams, I could like crush it being domestic.
Yes.
As I continued to be like, oh, sweeping, taking away from my writing.
I don't know if it takes much.
No, I wasn't. I was like, I had a boyfriend. I was sweeping. I was like, I'm up for you too. I was like in.
Yeah, no, I got really, I was like, I never knew that organizing was so soothing because I've just been living in a dumpster heap of my journals everywhere.
Also, If you think you're good at baking, bitch, you just got a boyfriend with money, or you got your rent paid for. If you have time to learn how to bake, you just got too much time on your
hands. It's a science. You're independently wealthy or supported is yeah. what it is. Yeah, fuck you. Science.
Exactly.
People have cancer and you're like, to get the perfect croissant.
All right, you guys, let's take a quick second. And you know who I'm talking to. People over the age of 21 listening to the show right now, living in states where Delta 8 is legal. You know what I'm going to say, people over the age of 21 who live in those places. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about EODelta.com. Do you want to get high? And I mean really high, like super duper high, but legally. So you could like high in a way that you could just blow in a cop's face and say, fuck you, officer. I'm allowed to do this. Well, now's the time to go to EODelta.com where you could stock up on high quality lab tested Delta 8. They sent us gummies. They sent us vapes. I take those shits. They fuck me up. It works. If you're over the age of 21 and living in the majority of states where this is legal, it's time to head to yoDelta.com and stock up on some Delta 8. Now, maybe you're just a regular, maybe you're an old head, right? Who just been smoking regular old weed your whole life and you don't know what the hell this Delta 8 thing is all about. Well, I could tell you that it's something found in hemp that could legally be shipped to various states and it gets you high. I like to think of it like if CBD could get you high. Anyways, at yoDelta.com, you can find a mix of gummies and vapes for all of your getting stoned needs. I could tell you that Delta 8 works and these products should be taken responsibly, to a certain degree at least. One more time, that's yoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the GAS Digital Network. And if you use promo code GAS, G-A-S, which I always spell for you idiots, G-A-S, GAS, it's going to give you 25% off at yoDelta.com. One more time, promo code GAS, G-A-S, for 25% off at yoDelta.com, home of the Delta 8 that'll get you super high. All right, let's get back to the show.
First of all, you have to have a trust fund. You're going to want a trust fund and some French pastry flour. And a husband who is never around.
So funny.
It's that I just...
Yeah, during lockdown, I went hard.
You baked? You made a pumpkin bread?
I was doing pottery, painting, archery, redecorating.
How'd you do pottery? Where'd you find...
I should have redecorated. I was spiraling. I kept trying to get other jobs. I was like, I've made an error. I'm going to go back to college. I got certified in cognitive behavioral therapy. And then I tried to become a park ranger. I was out of my mind. I was like, I guess I'll just go to Utah for a few months and watch people park their boats.
You have park ranger face. I don't know.
People have said that for a long time. I wasn't born to be
such a park ranger.
Let me tell you, I applied and got offered the job, and they were very upset when, at that exact moment, I was touring came back, and I was like, I'm so sorry. And they were like,
damn. I did that with a boyfriend. I was like, we should get married. And he was like, cool. And then they were like, comedy's back. And I was like, I'm going to do a set in the window at the store for 3 months.
Oh, the fucking Amsterdam hooker window. Of like, please, somebody out there laugh at me. The saddest thing on earth.
They put you in a fish tank.
Dude, they put us inside in the crowd outside. Mm-hmm. And we were in a window and it had like red lighting.
Fucking desperate fucks to be like,
we're
please.
Like, Venmo us.
Please give me attention.
It was so bad.
It was so dark.
I didn't know how to do stand up the first few months. When I came back, I was like, what is this?
No, I was just screaming on stage and being like,
how are we doing?
Lockdown was
wild.
I did a bunch of acid during lockdown. That was so my whole fun. Lockdown.
That was a good move.
I just chilled. I did acid.
See what I mean?
It was great. Not
being a stay-at-home wife really is nice. The best.
Yeah, that's what you would do.
Stay-at-home wives get to do acid.
Yes. They get to do whatever they want. They're home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, listen.
They use their allowance that their slightly abusive husband gives them for chore supplies and acid.
And the abuse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he hits me, but I can afford my acid.
Yeah.
So I don't really notice.
Yeah. Sounds great. They wake up in the morning. They make a little breakfast.
They have a morning routine.
They have a morning routine.
You ever try to start one of those? We're like, I'm going to start doing the fucking rolling my face. My 30-minute I don't fucking have time for that. Then I'm just, I don't even know what to say. The fuck rock on your face. Yeah. Is this helping?
I'm bleeding.
And then I'm just, fuck it. Now I'm just putting coconut oil on my face and like, all right, let's get out there, girls. I'm too shiny for them to see the wrinkles. It's fine. Just the
routine. Sometimes there's times where I wake up. You know when you, okay, I think it is like our hormone cycles. So there's times when I wake up and I'm like, I'm going to do a lemon water and I love you. You're going to be successful.
You talk to the water before you drink it.
You put it on a frequency.
The mornings where you hold the cup with the two hands.
I love it.
I'm finally living my best life.
Two-hand cup morning is
cardigan mornings.
You're just listening to some Abraham Hicks nonsense where it's some old woman being like, and we're all one, and you got a channel. You're like, we are all one.
Oh, a good self-help podcast with coffee.
Mm-hmm. You're like, this is your robe. You have a robe and you're proud that you have one robe. Like, I have a robe.
Sister, you don't know me. I have 9 robes and I'm proud of every robe.
You do have a lot of
robes. I'm a robe kid.
That's incredible.
Put me in a robe and I just feel like a robe alone makes you feel like you're taking care of yourself. That's what it is. All you need is the robe, really. Forget the fucking face thing. Forget everything else.
I guess. That's what my problem is when I have mornings like that, that like bleed into the afternoon and then all of a sudden I'm like, I haven't done anything. Yeah. Oh God, I'm a fool. Why would I think I could just journal and go for a walk? I'm not a fucking housewife. I have bills to pay. And then I'm just like frantically sending emails like, please book me for the love of God. And I'm like, I missed the window. They're never going to read this. And then I don't do any self-care for 6 more months. And then I do it again.
Because you're like, why would I self-care this thing? What the fuck is wrong with me?
Whenever I work out, I'm like, I've spent my whole day doing this. I forgot about an audition. I have a spot at the store.
The amount of auditions I've missed. Because it's like, it's not just working out. Now I have to shower.
Working out, the process of working out is very long. Even if you have a quick workout, the whole process is going to be at least an hour and a half. Short workout.
Yeah, and that's if you look like shit afterwards and you're okay with it.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm throwing my hair up. I mean, this is like, I've been working out and I've just been progressively more disgusting. And I'm like, no, the greasy hair is kind of a look, right?
It's back in this season.
Like, ooh, heroin chic. Who is she?
I do jujitsu. I have to shower before and after my workout.
Really? Right. That makes sense.
Oh, because you have to roll around with people.
Yeah.
That's fucking.
Yeah.
You think everyone's showering before?
No. Absolutely not.
It's like public
pools. I know who does though now.
Because you can smell them.
Yeah.
I don't want to spar with you. Yeah, I don't know.
They'll look at me and I'll look like I didn't even see them looking me dead in the eye.
Like, no, I don't guess there's no one here today. So back to the showers.
And break.
Yeah. Fuck. How is that? Jiu-jitsu? Do you love
it's
it?
It's so fun.
Yeah.
It's so fun. Yeah, I'm
too
really
afraid. Me I also too. Have rheumatoid arthritis and I'm afraid that if I accidentally fuck something up, I'd be permanently damaged.
So is it like working out worse for it?
It's some days I'll get inflamed, but it's also important for me to work out to build muscle around my joints. So I'm just now afraid of like, it's the control thing of it. If I'm doing the workout, I think I can prevent myself from injuring myself. Whereas if I'm rolling around with someone else, I'm like one false move. And then I'm just like, yeah, no, my arm's stuck like this now. You know, I think it's unique. It's sort of diverse.
Yeah. You're the arm girl like that.
I'm going to go to Flappers and audition for America's Got Talent.
You hold the mic in that hand.
Yeah.
Hello. It looks like a Britney Spears headset at that point.
Oh, baby.
As my neck just crunches even further down.
Oh, man.
But it looks so, it's stuff like that seems like it's such a release of energy.
When did you find out you had
rheumatoid arthritis?
Rheumatoid?
Yeah, I know. It's such
Does
an,
everyone
it's an
say
old
that wrong?
Person all the time.
Rheumatoid arthritis.
Because it sounds like such an old person disease. Like when
rheumatoid
I was 27.
Rheumatoid arthritis.
It sounds like the richest old person to ever exist.
Here comes rheumatoid arthritis.
She's just covered in jewels. Bum, 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 bum. I was 27, but by the time I got diagnosed, and by the way, mine is like very slow progressing. So like, that's good because there's no cure and it's degenerative and it just gets worse and worse. But mine's luckily been very slow to develop. But I had probably had it for years before that. I was just walking around being
like, "Is your tattoo you talking to your arthritis?"
Yeah, slow down. It is. Thank you. It's for when I'm just going, hello. It's so dumb. It's my microphone hand. And the note I could not stop getting was,
slow
you talk
down.
Too fast. And I tattooed it after I started writing it on my hand after I ate shit at the biggest show I'd ever done in my whole life. It was a 1,000-seat theater in Switzerland. And fucking, I was bombing so hard, I heard someone in the back of the theater clear their throat. I swear to God. I was like, but then, and there was a bunch of different comedians from all over the world and like other people crushed, and it was all English speaking. And I had that mortifying moment of, I don't know if you've ever been out after you've done a show that you didn't do well on, and someone who did well is next to you, and someone comes up and they're like, so good. But
and then
like,
they see you.
Yeah. But I will say it was like the most helpful insult I've ever received is this woman turned to me, some Swiss woman. She's like, I'm so sorry. I'm sure you're very funny. Your accent is so thick, which I didn't even know I had a fucking, and you speak so fast. I don't think anyone understood anything you were saying.
That's a great note.
But I was like, oh, thank God. Yeah, yeah. If like, you hadn't come here, I would have drowned myself in Loch Lomond tonight. I was like, oh. And then so I did. I like learned to slow down and whatever. But boy, is that fucking hard. But yeah, no, it's, so my, I'm crunching up. But when I was at the doctor and I was finally bringing up, I went to a doctor for something else. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, by the way, I like kind of have this like joint pain. And they were asking me about it.
It's like every joint in your body?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It started with awful, wrists and elbows at that point, but it like slowly goes in there. Like every year or year and a half, I have a new thing that cracks. Now, every morning I'll do this. And this fucking whole thing is
You're talking to two crack girls right here. We Pop love City, crackers.
Yeah.
We crack.
As a cracker. fellow crackers.
Yeah, don't do jujitsu because I feel like that's happening to me in jujitsu.
Yeah.
Every year of jujitsu, I have a new crack. So I'm like, you can't double on the cracks.
Yeah. No. I don't need to crack up. No,
no, there is too much crack. There is such thing.
Yeah, I've heard.
Yeah. Ask my dad. Yeah. Wow. Boy. Yeah. So, yeah. But I really was like, I don't know. I don't know if it's more pain than anyone else my age. And I was like 26 or 27. The doctor's like, people your age aren't in pain.
Yeah.
Where did we get to the theater from?
You brought up this.
Yeah,
oh,
we were talking.
Sorry. I roasted in the middle
and
of
I
you
refused
telling
it. To accept it and I tried to make it sincere.
And it was.
I refused to be hurt.
It was a great story. That's a great story. And it's like very, and it was great to know that it was like not your jokes. It was literally that they could not understand you. Because I've seen comedians, sometimes I'll see a comic and you can't give a comic that's been doing something for a while like notes. You know what I mean? Like you just got to let them do their thing or figure it out. But I've seen things where I'm like, I know why that joke doesn't hit.
And if you just do it a little bit, like I know what you're trying to do, and if you just did this, it would hit. You would get the effect that you're going
for. The only
for.
Person I'm comfortable with is Sarah. I'll tell her, I'm like, take that word out and try that. And then she'll do it. And sometimes it'll work, sometimes it doesn't. But I'm like, there's so many times where I'm like, oh, I want to say it.
Yeah, because it's so much like switching what you're saying can make a difference. Or subtracting a word, adding a word can make it so much better. And it fucking, But
that was probably the only case of an audience member. I want everyone listening to know. Don't come up to us and tell us notes. That is a very, very rare case. One time I bombed at the Soho House in New York and I had a girl come up to me afterwards. And the Soho House has just fucking rich children. Yeah. And she comes up to me and she's like, can I give you a little note? And I went, no, you can't.
Good. First of all, like I cringe at my peers and my friends who I know are funny being like, hey, I have a tag. Like a tag, I'll be like, okay. But if they were like a note, I'd be like, oh God, we don't want it from some drunk fucking cunt who was probably reclining in the back of the room.
Oh, yeah, I almost wish I could have known what her note was gonna be.
I didn't even. I was like, you need to stop talking to me right now.
Yeah,
I don't want to talk to you.
Do not even look
me
in the eye.
And she was like, wow, you're rude. And I was like, you're an idiot.
Yeah, fuck you.
I mean, that's
true.
Right, but I was like, ugh, don't do it.
No,
but it is like advice or that's fucking.
Well, it's always going to be from somebody who's never been on stage in their lives.
Of course. So, who thinks that they could get up there and crush.
Mm-hmm.
And they never will. And they're like, I get it. It's that fucking also trying to date guys who don't do comedy and they're trying to like get you ever get that where they're trying to talk comedy and you're like, don't fucking, you can like it and you can be like funny, but I don't need you to go. I once was dating a guy who I don't even know what I said, but it was funny. Mm-hmm. And he laughed and then he's like, you know why that's funny? And I was like,
no.
Yeah, I said it.
I certainly do. I'm a professional comedian. I do know why
and
it's
I
funny.
And I said it.
And do you know why I'm never going to see your dick again?
Did he think you said it by accident and it
that's
ended up funny?
No, I think so.
This guy also, like, that's 100%
what guys are that shocked that girls are funny.
Yeah, or smart. He was, like, blown away. He's just like, I just never, every woman I've ever talked with
You understand like, the genius of what you just said, right?
Accidentally so you? Dumb and being like, oh, whoops, it was hilarious.
Most women are fake dumb to get you to buy them things. Yeah. You're the dummy.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know.
Like, she might touch my penis. I should get her a new car.
Yeah.
And she might. Yeah. So buy the car for her.
Buy her the car.
Mm-hmm. Buy her the purse. Buy
in
her
conclusion,
the...
Get her the car. Get her the purse. Get the girl what she needs.
Get her the ring, baby.
Put a ring on it.
Ring, honey.
Yeah, I think
are you winking at the camera because your boyfriend's our producer?
Get her the ring.
I know which one. Ask me.
He knows which one.
It's on a private Pinterest board. I will share it with you. The whole wedding's planned out.
Okay. Secretly hire a photographer. Who's secret?
You could just go over all that stuff, by the way. You should make a phone call.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a spreadsheet and a PowerPoint available.
Yeah, for sure.
Man.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Well, I hope you get that ring.
You
deserve it.
You deserve the ring.
Thank
you. If anyone deserves it, it's you.
Thank you, Kimmy.
She's the sweetest girl.
Kimberly Bimberly. Oh, I appreciate you.
Kimberly Bimberly. Fuck. Godspeed.
Well, Jessica, Michelle, thank you for coming on to our podcast.
Thanks for having me. It
Did
was
you
so
have fun?
I had so much fun. You guys are the best. I fucking love this.
This was great.
This was great.
Where can people find you?
You can follow me everywhere on the internet at JMS Comedy, and you can check out my podcast, Slobs.
Hell yeah. Alex?
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at I am Alex Scar, and check out gasdigitalnetwork.com where you could use promo code TOPIX, TOPIX. You get a 7-day free trial with access to every episode of every show on demand, bonus content, live chats, and more.
And you guys can follow me on Twitter at Kimberly Congdon, on Instagram at Kim Congdon. Check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/QueenKong1. And check out my other podcast, This Bitch with Sarah Weinshank, anywhere you find podcasts. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.